Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I was extremely disappointed and frankly angry. On a much grander scale, it has an effect.
Steve Hunt of the North Dakota Sheriffs and Deputies Association says he shares the frustration of many in law enforcement about federal Homeland Security listing multiple jurisdictions as migrant sanctuaries. Hunt says a lot were listed incorrectly, and more broadly, police and immigration actions shouldn't be politicized. DHS took the list down after sharp criticism from the National Sheriffs Association. Meanwhile, Connecticut lawmakers have updated the state's Trust Act, reinforcing limits on cooperation between local police and federal immigration officials. The legislation was weakened over fears of White House retaliation. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem says the federal government is detaining the family of the man charged in Sunday's firebomb attack on Jewish demonstrators in Colorado.
We're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
The suspect, Mohammed Sabri Suleiman, faces federal hate crime charges. He stayed in the U.S. after his tourist visa expired and reportedly shouted "Free Palestine" before throwing incendiary devices into a crowd. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has left Donald Trump's White House and is now blasting his One Big Beautiful Bill as a disgusting abomination that adds trillions in debt. Musk says it would undo his work to cut the government. Trump ally Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for the bill, but she says she didn't know it would strip states of the right to regulate artificial intelligence, a provision she opposes. The bill passed the House by a single vote. Pennsylvania disability advocates say they oppose its cuts to Medicaid. The program provides health coverage to more than a fifth of the state's population, including nearly 750,000 people with disabilities. Josie Badger is a business owner and a foster mother.
Our care. I could not get out of bed every day without that care, let alone work, have a business, be a foster mom, own a home, any of that.
In Tennessee, cancer advocacy groups joined others to rally outside Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn's office in opposition. Maddie Michael with the American Cancer Society says cuts to TennCare would mean delayed diagnosis and lower survival rates.
Without this insurance and without access to this care, there will be late-term diagnoses for cancer, which are more costly to the patients, more costly to the state, and have lower survival rates, unfortunately.
Trump has formally asked Congress to rescind more than $1 billion in funding for public broadcasting, accusing NPR and PBS of bias. NPR CEO Catherine Mayer warned the cuts would have a particularly bad impact on rural communities, where 1 in 5 lacks access to other local news. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.